It's an honor and a privilege to serve as your bishop and to be with you here this morning and to participate in worship with you and in Pride Sunday with you and to hear some of your beautiful music and be in this lovely space. And thank you for all that you do for the diocese and more importantly for the community with the food bank and the other important ways you are a public witness in this place. Today is, of course, Pride Sunday, and there is much that could be said. But first of all, I think I need to apologize. As a bishop of the church, for all the harm and really nonsense that the church has perpetuated and continues to perpetuate whenever we dare to wade into anything to do with sexuality. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Jesus taught. And somehow we got into our thick heads to add a footnote. Well, not that neighbor. We presumed to know better than God and better than Christ. The church got in the way of love and did and continues to do tremendous harm to children of God, created in God's image. So much love has been wasted. It was the secular world that had to teach us that if there was a footnote, it would simply be, love is love. When I served in Calgary, one of the most life-giving things I did was participate in a weekly Bible study along with two local rabbis. One was conservative and one was reformed. And then there was me and sometimes a Lutheran. There was usually about 56 opinions in the room. And we started years ago at the beginning. We started with the book of Genesis and we met every week and made our way through the text. By the time I left Calgary to come here, we've been at it about 3 years, and we were in the book of what we call Numbers. That gives you some idea of the pace at which we went. I learned so much at those studies about this wonderful book we erroneously call the Old Testament. Please join me whenever possible in referring to it instead as the Hebrew Scriptures. The first 5 books of whatever we're calling that are called by Jews the Torah or sometimes by Christians as the Pentateuch. In English, we call those 5 books Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are also the wrong names. In Jewish tradition, they're called after the first words of each book. And so the book we call Genesis is actually called Bereshit, which means literally, in the beginning. For that's the very first words of that book, in the beginning. The book we call by the very stupid and the very boring name Numbers is actually called Bar Midbar, which means in the desert, which is a much better name for that book as it contains fascinating stories of all the struggles the people had in the desert. But I digress. When the rabbis and I and a whole swath of people from our collective communities were gathering at the synagogue and studying the book we call Bereshit or Genesis, we came to that book, that part of the book, where we're told that God created humankind in his image, male and female, he created them. At this point, the conservative rabbi pipes up and explains how one very ancient Jewish interpretation of this text is that the first human was neither male nor female, but non-binary. He said, well, you need to take the reading literally. Male and female, he created them. And you need to take into account that it's not until Genesis 2 that the female is created out of Adam's rib. And so, says the conservative rabbi, the most literal interpretation of the text is that the first human was intersex. So he goes on to explain that he's never had any issue with anyone who calls himself trans or queer or anything else. The Lutheran's jaw drops, and we carried on. And I have to tell you that I thought to myself, wow, have we Christians ever wasted a lot of time? We've created or bought into this false dualism between male and female, and then made all sorts of rules about what is male and what is female and how the two should or should not interact. And has any of it been useful? We have distorted the image of God. We have not lived into the truth that we are all created just as we are in the image and likeness of God. Skip forward a few years, and we were at the book of what we call Leviticus, or in Hebrew, Varikah, which means, "and he called." Again, a much better name for this book, because it's really a book about how God calls the people to be a covenant people. Leviticus is not a book we Christians spend a lot of time in. And we ignore pretty much all of the book and all of its laws. But then, of course, conservative Christians tout out Leviticus 18:22 as a proof text as to why homosexuality is a sin. For it reads, "Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman." So I decided to keep quiet when this text came up and sort of wait for what the Jews in the room had to say about it. And so up pops the hand of Cantor Russ, who was a conservative Jewish cantor, which is kind of like a deacon. They do all the singing in the service, but they also do a lot of the funerals and outreach. And he was staff at this conservative Jewish synagogue in Calgary, and he was married to another man. And so he pipes up when this passage comes up, puts his hand up, and he says, "Well, Anna, we just take this passage literally." "Okay, Russ," I said, "tell me more." And he said, "Well, it's simple. No anal sex. Anything else is just fine. A man should not lie with a man as he does with a woman." At this point, pretty much everyone in the room's jaw dropped. And all the little ladies who would come from the churches to Wednesday afternoon Bible study said, "Well, I never saw that coming." But again, we just moved on. And I thought, how much time have we Christians wasted? For Jewish law, while it's sometimes dated and anachronistic, it's always very straightforward and practical. They have these laws and they move on. Where we Christians get so puritanical and moralistic and mired in our own stuff. Meanwhile, the Jewish conservative cantor is just married and moving on. For love, as we all know, is love. And there is no footnote. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And know that every single one of your neighbors is created in the image and likeness of God, just as they are. Male, female, trans, queer, every identity and orientation. For are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. God loves every single one of us just as we are, and God calls us to love our neighbors, all our neighbors, as ourselves. On this hangs all the law and the prophets. I preach to you in the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.